live on Facebook. Actually, you're the one on there, buddy. And we're almost live on YouTube. We're going to give it a hot minute here. Woo! Live on YouTube. What is up? This is AJTV. We're going to get started here in just about 10 minutes or so. I'll probably start early because I started the pre-show late. I wonder if I can adjust this. Actually, I know I can. That's me lying. So, why don't you guys say, we got Adam Earhart in the house here tonight, today. I guess it's daytime, depending on where you're at. Adam is from the Modern Marketing Podcast and the Modern Marketing Show. He is the man, and I'm gonna get to pick his brain. He's like, gives me free advice all the time today here in just about 5 minutes. So I'm really excited to have him here. What are you doing today, man?
I am, shockingly, I'm working. I'm working all day. Actually, today is a long day, so it started way too early and it's going to go way too late. And I normally don't advise working the hours that this day has turned into, but rare one anyway, so.
That's cool, man. Did you do anything cool over the weekend?
What did I do? We built some baby furniture.
Sweet. Fun.
Yeah.
And dude, I know you had kids. Do you have kids or kids?
Kid. We've got kid and kid on way. So
awesome. Congrats, dude. Big time.
Thank you. That's awesome. So it was neat. I was kind of living those, like you always watch those commercials and you're like putting together a baby crib and then you've got like the toddler with a screwdriver, like jamming it into the wood. And you're like, what is happening? And
yeah, so that's awesome.
That was the weekend. But yeah, that's about it. Pretty chill otherwise.
That's good, dude. Yeah, we've been pretty chill. Well, I was at a mastermind last weekend, which was not. It was actually the most chill mastermind in the best possible way. Cause you ever go to a mastermind and you feel like kind of fried from it? Like,
yeah.
It totally like didn't fry me. Like I could have stayed for a week because of the way we did it. It was like a self-created agenda. So it was pretty awesome. But yeah. And then I'm going to, are you familiar with California? Like Southern California area?
I am, yeah.
Dude, I'm going to Big Bear for the first time since being down here. Yeah.
So, excellent.
Yeah. We're going this weekend. We're going to do like a digital detox, like going live and doing all this stuff all day. Kind of like, it's nice to take a break.
Digital detox. That is, I've taken like these mini detoxes where I've sort of go off for like a day. I guess that doesn't really count, but.
That doesn't count. No.
What's the minimum time that has to qualify for a detox? Like, 2 days?
I don't know. Maybe a 24 hours counts as a detox. I think any time you can take a break. Like, we started instituting a new rule where, like, every Friday by, like, 2 p.m., I don't respond to texts. I put Do Not Disturb on my phone. I log off of Facebook. I basically don't check my phone at all or my computer at all during the weekend. And it's just, it's kind of scary at first because you're like, I have all this time, but then you're like, wow, I have all this time. Like, I can actually live my life and do stuff, which is pretty awesome. So,
No kidding.
But, so we're going to Big Bear. We literally booked it this morning because we've been saying we wanted to do it for a while. So, hey, if you guys are just jumping on here, can you make sure you hear us right? We were having a little bit of audio issue a minute ago, so I want to make sure you guys can hear us, and that's all good. I got Adam Earhart in the house. He's going to break it down with all the modern marketing wisdom he has. He's an amazing. He's got like the best voice in the world. I've told you that a million times.
You're hyping it up too much,
dude. Like, your voice is so good. It's like silky, like butter, and I can't compete.
You're too good. I normally talk way too fast and get way too excited, so I don't know how you're even picking out the words there.
No, totally, man. We're going to get started here in just about 2 minutes. If you guys have any questions for Adam, he's literally like one of the best digital marketers, I think, in the world right now. And if you have any questions, throw it in the chat box. I'm sure he'll be happy to answer it. I'm kind of running this because I know you pretty much no agenda. So we'll kind of just talk shop. If people have questions, we'll answer, and that'll be cool. And if not, you know, we could just talk about, you know, your kids, and that sounds like super, like a lot of fun too. So
yeah, it's good. I saw some of the sort of like the pre-show notes you put in there as well. Some like
You did like those,
a little
huh?
bit of Canadiana. Yeah,
I did put some Canadian stuff in there. Totally,
that's awesome. Although I'm going to say A like a million times anyways, because that's just, I mean, we had this thing sort of when we were going through high school or college, and they're like, well, try and watch how many times you say A and try not to say it so much. And oh man, it just, as soon as I stop thinking about it, it just comes out like, yeah, you can't stop it.
Totally. Yeah. No, I anytime I have somebody from Canada on, I put some Canadian questions in there.
Yeah.
Because I had Scott Oldford, he's from Canada, Toronto. I had him on like a while ago, and I was like, my show notes said, is it process or process? Or
right.
And little things like that. Because that's something I notice all the time, because I think process sounds better. Process sounds like meh. It sounds kind of like obnoxious. I don't know. My wife says I have a heavy Chicago accent. So
you've got a pretty good Chicago one. But that's the thing also, right? Is that when you're looking at even like Canada and the States, and you're looking at different states, there's different accents all over the place. Like I often get confused if I'm down in the States with being from Minnesota.
Oh,
so
yeah,
people get
totally.
Minnesota or like Wisconsin or something there. And I was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Totally. Yeah. My wife, she was telling me earlier, because she got a little bit of a Chicago accent when we first started dating, when she lived in Chicago for a while. And so she, some of it carries over, and she's like, oh, I hate it. The only accent worse is the Wisconsin accent.
Right. So, awesome.
Looks like I got some random caller over here on Skype or something like that. Oh, gotta love it. We're gonna get started here in just about 30 seconds. Hey, if you're just jumping on here, what's up, Marilyn? What's up, Jarvis? I appreciate you. We're gonna jump on here in just a minute. It's gonna be really awesome. I'm really excited to jump on and get started here with Mr. Adam Earhart. He is over from the Modern Marketing Podcast, Modern Marketing Show. So that's gonna be great. We're gonna get started in just about 15 seconds here. We got our little nerdy show intro, which I know you've seen before, Adam. Hey, Ben Cooper, how's it going, man? If you have any questions for Adam, please leave them in the comments so that he can answer them with his mighty brain. Welcome to episode 10 of AJTV, the worst name show on the internet. My name is Tayo Cruz, and today we have Adam Earhart in the house, who is from the Modern Marketing Podcast. So AJTV is, of course, the show where we interview top-level entrepreneurs, marketers, authors, coaches, consultants, all these type of businessy things, and we get to interview them here and get all their ninja secrets. So I'm going to go ahead and cue the intro. You go ahead and hit me with some hearts. Thank you guys for joining me. Once again, my name is AJ Rivera, and we have the gentleman ahead that we have in the house today is named Adam Earhart. He owns AdamEarhart.com and the Modern Marketing Podcast, Modern Marketing Show. He's a digital marketer, a consultant, runs everything from Facebook ads to SEO, all this crazy stuff. Thank you for being here, Adam.
Oh man, AJ, super excited to be here. Thanks so much for having me on.
You all right there?
Oh yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, cool, awesome. Cool. Yeah, I think I have a little glitch over here going or something weird.
That's
so.
Why you missed, I just sound rude. It's like, hey, thanks for being there. I was like, no, nothing, just silence.
Nothing, I'm not happy about it.
That's it, no, thanks buddy. I'm super excited to be here and chat with you, cover some marketing stuff, talk about, you talked about some bacon, mac and cheese and some hockey and all the things that are near and dear to my heart, so.
Absolutely. Did you play hockey growing up? Are you a big hockey fan?
I'm a bit of a hockey fan, less so now just because it takes up a ton of time. I didn't I played street hockey, which sort of half counts. Like everybody growing up in Canada plays street hockey.
Totally.
But then I didn't really play real hockey until I was in college. And it's not like I played college hockey. I just played hockey while going to college. So huge difference there. But we'd like rent the rink out at like 1 a.m. because it was cheap. And I was terrible, just awful. So yeah, a lot of fun, but terrible.
Are you a Blackhawks fan?
A little bit. I'm a hockey fan, right?
You so just like all hockey? Okay,
I
cool.
I like all hockey, yeah.
As long as you're not super into the Red Wings, because I was raised to hate them. So, cool. Awesome, yeah. Dude. So why don't you, for people who don't know who you are, first of all, you're missing out big time, but why don't you kind of qualify yourself, tell people what you got going on here, what your deal is?
Cool. All right, so my deal is marketing And I mean, marketing is just this massive, big, ambiguous term that means kind of a whole bunch of things to a whole bunch of different people. I think where I'm really passionate about, what I really like, is marketing strategy. So it's kind of the why behind what we're doing. So people come on and we talk about tactics, and we talk about the sort of the latest Facebook ad hack, and we talk about search engine changes, and we talk about all this sort of tactical level stuff. And really, if we drill down and we get to it, it's the strategy behind it. Like, why are people buying? What really makes a connection? How do we sort of get into the minds and the hearts and the wallets, really, at the end of the day, of our and of our clients? I mean, we've got to be honest, marketing is nice to build up feelings of goodwill, but at the end you want to make the sale. So how do you do that in an ethical and responsible and sort of value providing way, so that the marketing itself is actually enjoyable and beneficial to your market, so that they're just like we're doing right now? I mean, this is a form of marketing. Even if it's not going to result in a sale or a conversion or anything like that, that's cool, because the goal here is to provide value. So the marketing itself is actually what's really, really important here. So I really believe that marketing is the single most important element in business success.
Yeah.
So what do I do is all that stuff, and then throw all the tactics on top. So right now we're really heavy in Facebook ads. That's sort of a massive driver of the business. So working with a whole bunch of different sort of clients in a boutique agency model. Right. And then sort of have another digital marketing agency that handles more of local level businesses and things like that, which helps with all the other stuff. So yeah, pretty much everything and anything when it has to do with marketing is what I just absolutely love. So total marketing nerd. Yeah,
totally. Yeah. And I think that's, I mean, I love a lot of things about you. I love your buttery voice, but I love that you teach modern marketing. Like, so many people out there who teach marketing or even digital marketers or consultants are teaching stuff that worked like 8 years ago, even like 2 years ago. Like, stuff changes so quickly that stuff from 2 years ago, it's not even relevant. Like 2-3 years from now, all of our ads are going to be like in our eyeballs on VR, like all this crazy stuff. So like, I love that you keep very current with things that are working, and you're always testing stuff out. I think that's really awesome too, man.
Cool. So yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, let's kind of get into this, because you know, we do this, you and I both are doing this for other people. A girl named Natalie Sabine, I don't know if I've ever seen you on here, Natalie, she's asking, you know, she's starting a new website for moms, and she's also thinking about doing like nutrition coaching for moms. So cool. Like, where should she start with her marketing if it's brand new business? Cool. I'm gonna guess, and I don't know, if you don't have she doesn't have a big budget, right? Cool. So if she doesn't have a big budget, where would you do?
Okay, awesome. Oh, such a good question. So essentially, this is what I would do with like any new business. And this is what I do with any old business as well, and this is where people sort of get sidetracked and they start going, well, should I run Facebook ads? I mean, I've got moms. Should I be on Pinterest? Should I do Twitter? Because they're kind of urban. Like, what should I do? And the secret is you always, always, always start with your customer. So like, okay, who am I trying to serve? Who is my customer? What age are they? What are their problems? What are their pains? And the more people that you can talk to that fit this, the better you're gonna do. So that's really step one. And then once you've got that customer, we call it a customer avatar. So we kind of make this fictionalized representation of whoever it is that we're trying to serve. So we've got this new mom, let's say she's 26 and she lives in this city and she likes this and she goes to CrossFit, but not anymore now that she's got a kid, and you know, that type
totally
of deal.
Yeah, no,
so
I don't want you.
Once we've got that, then we got to think, okay, where does she spend her time? Obviously we want to focus on online, because she's probably not reading a newspaper, she's probably not listening to the radio, she's probably not driving down the freeway looking at billboards and banner ads and all those things on the side of the road. So okay, well, where is she spending her time? Well, this is really simple as well. All you got to do is go to Google and type in social media demographics or advertising demographics, and they're going to give you all of the relevant information about where this market is spending their time. So, I mean, typically if we're looking at a woman who's 26 years old, there's going to be a couple channels that are going to pop out. Obviously, Instagram is going to be a big one. Mm-hmm. Pinterest is going to be a big one. Mm-hmm. Facebook is definitely still relevant and hugely important. So we're looking at those three. We're looking at Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. If I had to pick one, I totally leverage Facebook and Instagram, simply because if you're going to go all in there, you've also got their advertising platform and you can run ads for both. But regardless, that, like, I'm already sort of going down the road that we don't need to go on. What you want to do is look at that market. Where are they spending their time and how can you connect with them there? And then once that's done, really, it's about a few different things. It's about context, authenticity, and relevance. So you want to make sure that the information that you're putting out there is It has to do with their problems and their what they're trying to solve and how your business relates. You want to be authentic, which is, I mean, just the great equalizer, right? Like, that is seriously the greatest marketing hack of this generation. And it's going to work probably for the next like 20 years as well. I mean, we kind of go through these swings where it's, you've seen, if you've ever read the, this is sort of my insider secret, but if you ever read the book Pendulum, it's this massively interesting book on sort of where we switch from me to we generations and 40 year shift, all this stuff, really interesting. Anyways, right now we're sort of in this we, so authenticity is huge. And then lastly, relevance, just make sure that whatever you're doing is helpful and is relevant to what they're doing. So once you get all that done, I mean, you can start with like $5 a day for Facebook ads, go out there, test different offers, test different messages, start driving traffic, and you'll be able to get some real good answers real quick.
100% agree. I love it, Adam. Everything you say is gold. But I 100% agree. I'll add too. I was literally, we're recreating kind of an action guide for personal trainers here. So I was literally just writing this down. I was writing create content on Facebook, literally. And I was like, one of the big things with it is make sure your content is focused on your clients, not yourself. Like nobody, I had some really good advice from my friend Sean this weekend. He goes, nobody cares about who you are. Nobody, who cares about you? Is his paraphrase word. Like, make it about who you serve, right? So putting, if you're marketing to moms, right? And you're a dude, as an example, or a woman, who cares, right? And you're like, oh, I just hit 400 pounds on a back squat. Like, they don't care that you hit that. Like, a little bit of that every once in a while is fine because it shows you're competent. But make sure you're giving value to, like, what they do. Hey, here's an ab workout for, you know, moms post baby. I'm going to do a free one in my free Facebook group and I'll show you how to do it. So make sure you focus your energy around serving, less about gimme, gimme, gimme. I need to hit these numbers. I need these many leads and sales. And I really think, and I know you agree because we've talked about this and I would love to hear your thoughts on it some more, but we're going to get these people who are obsessed with leads and sales and not really, they don't care about their audience and serving them. They're going to be out of a job like within the next year. The ones who have more money, it's going to take 2 years unless they adjust, of course. But I mean, I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but that's kind of my big thing I've thought of for a while. Natalie said, thank you, by the way.
Cool. Yeah. Pleasure. No. Oh, man, AJ, such absolutely 100%. Like two things real quick. First of all, that like, let's say you're the dude who's marketing to the women and you're talking about your 400 pound back squat you just hit. Yeah. I mean, that's not even that important if you're marketing to dudes who are trying to reach the 400 pound back squat. Yep. Like, they don't even care, right? Like, all they want to know, all anyone wants to know is, how are you going to help me? And it's like the most, there's this saying that a mentor of mine uses, it's Nicholas Kuzmich, who says,
Nicholas Kuzmich is your mentor?
We should say a rough mentor. He's a good friend of mine who,
Got you. Yeah. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's right. No worries. So basically what he says is it's not important about when you're, I'm going to mess up the quote. It has less to do with when it doesn't matter that your customer understands you. It matters when your customer feels understood. There we go. Okay. So that was a long, convoluted way of getting.
You know what though? It really hooked me in. I'm like, what's he gonna say? Yeah, this could be anything.
Hold it up. There's a little suspense, a little storytelling.
I love it.
But to digress back to your point about that sort of going for the direct sale, right? Going for the lead opposed to the branding and the awareness and all that jazz. Right. I mean, that's huge. That's so important. And what's happening right now is that so many people are focused on that immediate sale, that quick sale. And it's not going to last because traffic's getting more expensive, doesn't provide enough value. Now, that said, there are ways to do it where you're able to leverage putting out content that is still going to generate some leads, still going to generate some sales, and also still build that branding and that awareness and all that jazz. So there's ways to do it, but you've always got to focus on providing the value and really thinking long term.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't thinking long term, and it's like they're stuck in the scarcity mindset, right? I need money now, right? Whatever, my business needs money, my whatever, right? And they forget, like, these are people who like have been in business for a short time, so they're not thinking about what they're doing right now as a business. They're thinking of it as a cash machine that they're just squeezing, right, to get everything out of it. And I think we're really going to see lots of people literally just disappear, and they'll end up probably working for people like you, honestly. And I know it sounds like such a line, but I honest to God think that's what's going to happen.
It's been interesting. I've been in this space for quite a few years now, and to see it's always neat, because what'll happen is I'll see my news feed start to fill up with these people. They're predominantly internet marketers, but they'll just blast my news feed for, I don't know, maybe a month, maybe 2 months, maybe 3 months, and then gone. Like, just gone. Phew, gone. Yep. Never see them again. And
totally.
And I know that they're spending a fortune. Like, they're trying to make this all work, and maybe they're testing, maybe they're not. But it's always like, oh man, I see the ad and I get that sinking feeling. It's just like, oh, you're just killing it. Like, you're taking all your money and throwing it away. And yeah.
And you're giving a bad name to people, you know, who are helpful, because there are great people out there who really do give a shit about other people. So no, totally. I mean, that was my friend, my buddy John Goodman. He actually, he's big in the fitness space, in our space, right? He's kind of like one of these first guys who really started teaching people to go online, right? And he's an awesome guy. He has a great new program coming soon. But he told me, he reached out to me. He's like, hey, we should jump on a call. And I was like, yeah, why did you, you know, what do you want to talk about? I was like, do you want JV? Do you just want to kind of meet me? Whatever, you know, this is, you know, one of the guys I kind of look up to and I think is a really cool guy. And he's like, oh, honestly, it's because you were in my newsfeed for more than 3 months. And a lot of these people come in, their flashes in the pan, they go because they're not able to provide any sort of value or result, and they're gone. And he's like, you're still here. So I'm guessing you're actually doing this. So, so that's literally why he reached out to me. Yeah. So
that's awesome. Well, I mean, there's a couple huge points there, right? First of all, you're proving that you're legit to people that are obviously skeptical. Like, we're in a market where if you're doing anything that's marketing or business related, your audience is jaded. They're skeptical. Mm-hmm. They've seen it all. They don't need any more of that. And they totally should be, because there's a million people out there that are just in it for the quick buck. So that's the one thing. You've really got to lead with value there. But then it's really not that challenging if you make providing value your focus. That's really it. At the end of the day, if you make providing value and you ensure that you're aligning with where your audience is, you're going to be able to stay top of mind. You're going to be able to increase those touch points. You're going to be able to do it really cost effectively. Like, that's the thing, is that when people sort of take that approach, and I know that I see ads that are just, they have nothing to do with me. Spending a fortune. I'm not going to buy that. That's not, I'm not their market, and they didn't do enough target, or they didn't really understand their avatar, throwing money away, damaging their name and making it ugly for everyone. So
totally. No, yeah, man. You're a little blurry, but we can hear you okay, so that's cool.
Cool.
Awesome. Let's kind of get into Jill Charlie threw a question up here. Charlisle threw a question up here, and she was wondering, what is more important for your website, SEO kind of traffic or social media ads? She's kind of, I'm guessing, and you can explain more in the comments there, Jill, if she's asking if SEO is working better, or are if like direct response paid ads are working better. And, you know, where should the percentage split of focus go if you're going to do both?
Cool. Awesome. Who asked that question?
Jill Carlisle.
Jill. Okay, awesome. Good question, Jill. That's actually the perfect question, because it's sort of the marriage between short-term versus long-term thinking, really, and short-term versus long-term marketing. So my advice, like, I love and I use and I recommend both, really. That's what it comes down to, is that these are both incredibly effective strategies. Now, SEO has got to be the most technical, ugly, horrible part of marketing. The world. It is terrible. I've had an SEO agency for years, and it is so hard to stay on top of things, to make sure everything is optimized, to
changes build all the proper.
Yeah, just crazy, but it's valuable. So what we found for SEO is that, and this is where it gets easy, is that you want to create valuable content. Like, we're looking at 1,000 to 2,000 word plus articles. We want context more than content. So make sure that it's valuable. Focus on quality more than quantity. So again, if you're only able to do it once a week, make sure it's really big, or once a month, make sure it's even bigger. Right. So SEO is still crucial. And then what I like to do is take that content and then I run it through ads. So that's the thing, is you're gonna create this SEO content, you're gonna sort of make it the pinnacle of your website, get it all out there, and then you're gonna use that, you're gonna be able to drive traffic to it, make sure that you've got that Facebook pixel installed on your site. Everyone needs that thing. So you can start to season it. So you can generate lookalike audiences. I mean, that's huge. But the combination of both is absolutely a killer combination. In fact, that's pretty much what I recommend to everybody, is we create this content, we drive some traffic to it with some ads, and then we retarget people.
Dude, and yeah, 100% agree. I think to echo and add to what you're saying, that's what we are doing a whole bunch of. We're trying to become platform independent. And because if you kind of throw all your eggs in one basket, it's fine to throw most of your eggs in one basket, but you still want a few other eggs in case this basket breaks, right? So, and so if you go all in on just direct response Facebook marketing and you have nothing else out there, and then Facebook decides, I'm gonna, not that they're out to get you, but like, what if you break a rule, right? And they're like, you know what, we're gonna ban you, and that's just what it is, right? And then that's it. Then you don't have anything else. Or if Facebook doesn't become as cool anymore, or your audience is no longer on Facebook, then you no longer, like, you no longer have a business. So getting on those platforms, like all the ones Adam was saying, like Pinterest, Instagram, all these different things, and driving to your website is the closest thing to getting platform independent you can you can probably be, right? And not even SEO, which is great, but getting actual unique people, like unique visitors coming to your site all the time. So SEO is more of a long play, I would say, and tell me if I'm wrong about that, because you're the expert.
No, you're right on.
Paid ads is the short play, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, unless you're in like a hyper local area and you're trying to create content for like a suburb of Chicago, let's say, for a dog walking business, like that's your market, SEO is going to take months. Like, we're looking at 3 to 6 months. I mean, if you're in this super tiny micro market, you could probably throw up a site and have it start ranking within like a few weeks or a month or whatever, but that's normally not the case. So yeah, you definitely want to be platform independent, even with these 800 pound gorillas like Facebook, which isn't going away anytime soon. I still, that's just a tactic, right? Like, the strategy behind it, that's what sort of drives everything. We're just taking these strategies and these ideas and connecting with our market and providing value and getting the right message and making sure, blah, blah, blah. And then we're using Facebook, or we're using SEO, or we're using Instagram, and it really is business dependent. So there's no one size fits all strategy. There is a one size fits most, which will sort of check off your boxes, which again is create valuable content and then promote it on the appropriate channels. So that's definitely, if you got to pick a path, that's the way to go.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. And yeah, and again, like she asked if it's expensive. I would say Facebook's probably a cheaper ROI right now. SEO, if depending on how much of the work you're going to do yourself, right? If you want to go take an SEO course and learn how to backlink and learn how to create content that's going to rank, that's fine. If you're going to hire that out and hire out copywriters and stuff like that, it is super expensive. And it's basically money you're throwing down a hole. And then you're expecting the hole in like 3 months to a year to just spit out a bunch of money back at you.
Yeah.
So it's kind of horrifying. But I mean, if you get that said, I recommend, if you're thinking about like getting an SEO person, not doing it yourself and hiring somebody either like Adam or, you know, somebody else to do it for you. Because, you know, I tried to SEO my site by myself for years, never got it to rank. We have an SEO guy for our website now, and we're like ranking 5 on page 1 in literally 30 days, right?
Yeah.
So like, it's the difference between hiring a specialist versus a generalist. So I would say wait on the SEO, maybe start with your direct response Facebook ads until you're cash flow positive. And then if you want to build a real business, I would also jump into that. So hopefully that's helpful.
Yeah.
Brian asked a question. I don't know if you know what this means or if he needs to explain more. He asked, how much budget, I guess, I'm guessing percentage-wise, would you allocate to retargeting versus a pixel seasoning campaign? I don't even know what that is. Does that make sense to you? Because I don't even
total
know what
sense.
That means.
Yeah, look at this guy. All right. Well, let's talk about seasoning the pixel. So basically, what happens is when you get when you've got the Facebook pixel, which is that little line of code that every single person, every single business owner should have on their website, you've got to train it. So we'll call it seasoning. So you've got to basically teach the pixel what kind of people are interested in it. Typically, we're looking at like 1,000 visits. You need 1,000 visits or 1,000 conversions or 1,000 sales to sort of teach the pixel. So as far as like how much you want to dedicate to just seasoning the pixel and then how much to retargeting, that's a tricky question because it really depends on what you're retargeting with. Like, are you retargeting with a sale, with them to sign up for a lead magnet? Like, what's your end goal? So that really is specific on what you want to do. My advice essentially is, if you're just getting started and you don't have anything, get that 1,000 people to the site regardless. Just get some clicks. They're normally pretty cheap if you design them well. Get them on the site so you can season the pixel. And from there, make sure that you've got call to actions. Make sure you have conversion opportunities on your site for people to do whatever you want to do. Because you don't want to waste this traffic. You don't want to just send them there just to season it. You want to see if you can sort of monetize it. So send them to the site, see what you can do with it. And then I'd start carving off budget pretty much immediately. Like let's say we're using $10 as our budget. What I'd do is I'd probably send $7 at seasoning the pixel, $3 at retargeting. And what you're gonna find is that initially that $3 is gonna go a long way. Like you're gonna just burn people out real quick because you don't have a lot of people seeing your site. So make sure that, again, we're gonna get super techie here, but make sure you set your daily unique reach so they're only seeing it once. So that's one of the things you're going to want to do in the back of the ads manager or power editors. Make sure that you're not just blasting people repetitively 12 times a day with your retargeting ads. So as that goes up and as you get thousands and thousands of people to your site, well, then your retargeting budget isn't going to go as far, which is just fine because you still don't want to blast people out. But anyway, I hope that sort of roughly answers the question. Basically, carve it off a bit, focus on making sure you get some traffic.
Dude, that was the best answer ever. I don't know what half of it is because I'm not a I guess I fall technically under the category of marketer, but I am not a marketer. I do not understand what half of that stuff was. It sounds like you're right though. So, right.
You don't have to be right. You just have to say it with authority, right? You just have to go out there and like just own the answer.
You know what you need to do is get back on MySpace because here's the reason. It's making a comeback. Yeah.
Exactly.
As long as you say it confident, totally. No. Yeah, that's super helpful. And again, this is like it's one of those things like when you're getting into super specifics, like if you're not cash flow positive, like Adam said, just get the clicks, like just get your business working actually and making money. And but you know, as ad fatigue and things like that hit, you're gonna need to look into specific things like that. And by that point, like you should be hiring an Adam or another good ads agency or ads consultant to run these things for you because it's just gonna be more effective, right? It's gonna be whitelisted, your stuff is gonna be compliant with Facebook. And it's just one thing, like one of the best things in my life when I hired my my Facebook ads manager is I was just like, okay. Like I just have to check the report he sends every week or two.
Yeah.
And it's great. So I would recommend it's one of those things you hire out. And find people that are good. Even you can ask me or Adam or whoever who's a good one, even if you don't want to work with him, right? People like he knows who the good ones are, just like I know who the good ad agency owners are and the crappy ones who are just took like one little course and no basics of Facebook ads. So
yeah.
Totally awesome, dude. If you have any other questions, let me know if that answered your question there, Brian. Throw them in the comments here real quick, and that'll be super helpful. Adam, so what do you think is going to be working here in, like, 2017? Like, where should I be focusing my energy for marketing? And this is mostly a selfish question. I just want to know what I'm supposed to be doing.
That's right. Cool, man. Yeah. Good. Well, I mean, it's going to apply to so many, right? So there's a ton of areas that you can, right? There's so many different options. Like, dozens, hundreds, thousands of different places you could spend your time and money. So again, we really got to go back to that very first question we got. Where is your audience? Who's your customer avatar? Where are they? How are they consuming their information? What kind of information do they enjoy consuming? What platforms are they on? So once you've got that, then you can start to take a look at some of the options that are available. And there's a few that are still like kind of the low-hanging fruit that are just widely accessible and incredibly powerful. Huge one, what you're doing right now, live streaming, right? I mean, still just massive. Ooh, check that box. Like awesome. just massive, right? Because organic social media is dead. This isn't my quote. This is from like Michael Stelzner, who's the main man of Social Media Examiner. Like that's organic social is pretty much gone. I think he was mentioning that it's generating like 4% of their website traffic, like just nothing, like just literally nothing. It might be down to 2% from Facebook. So you've got to appreciate that. Now, the flip side here is this Facebook Live is getting massive reach. They're putting all their money behind it. They want to see this thing thrive. So that's a big one. Video is going to continue to dominate. So anytime that you can create any form of video content, it allows you to sort of build this level of trust and authenticity. Like if you can see that we're real people. You can see that we sort of lose our thoughts and we've got to kind of like stumble over our words and think, oh, whoa, like, what was that quote? I can't
yeah,
even remember.
Totally. Like, hey. Yeah, totally.
So it builds this level of authenticity. And who knows, maybe I staged that just to look more trustworthy, right?
That's like a good you just, plan. Typical marketer.
That's right. I know. It's up to no good. So video is huge. Another massively untapped resource is definitely podcasting. I mean, it's just huge right now. It's sort of the final frontier of getting content out there. And what my advice to business owners is that you sort of look at the three different media. Like, everybody learns a different way. Some people like to read, some people like to watch, and some people like to listen. So if you can find one way to create some content and then repurpose it and leverage it across the channels. So maybe write a blog post or record a live stream and get it transcribed, turn it into a video, turn it into a podcast, like do whatever you need to do to make this content available to your market and to the channels. And oh man, it's phenomenal. What I used to do is I used to write tons of content and I'd film tons of videos and I'd record all this audio and I had everything everywhere and it was hours and hours and just totally not sustainable. So now what I do is I've sort of got a theme. So I'll write like a blog post, I'll create a video from it with a script, turn that into a podcast or do a podcast interview with someone as well. And that becomes the content for the week. So we're able to put out 3 to 4 pieces of pretty decent quality content without a ton of time and without a ton of money. Yeah, it takes effort, but you don't have to put a ton in at first, right? Like when I look back at my original stuff, it's really bad. Like it's just so bad. I was almost embarrassed to do it, but it doesn't matter because you don't have an audience. So nobody read it anyways. So it was a good chance to practice and get out there. So anyway, I digress. Basically, if you're looking ahead, live streaming, podcasting, video, massive, and totally leverage Facebook ads. This is not going to be available forever. Like, if anybody remembers the sort of the Google AdWords when those were available for like 50 cents and a buck a click and all that, now it's like $5, $10. So we're there with Facebook ads. And we've got another good year or two, maybe more, but I don't want to look that far ahead of like really good times. So yeah, get in while the getting's good. Local businesses are still not leveraging these. So if you're a small local business in an area, I mean, it's yours for the taking. Just take it and do it today.
Yep.
Dude, that's it.
100% agree. Yeah, that's awesome, man. No, and like to add, obviously, like you want a real pro tip. I mean, he kind of gave it to you right there. Was this live stream is also turned into, it's dual streamed on YouTube. Hi, YouTube. It's also our podcast. It's also transcribed as a blog. And it's one to serve people in whichever way they learn, but it also puts us, Google owns YouTube. Yep. It puts us on YouTube and it puts us on Facebook. It also puts us on Apple, iTunes. And so you have literally those top three, last time I checked, I don't know if this is still true, were the top three websites used in the world at any given time, YouTube, Facebook, and Google. And so you essentially put yourself on the three biggest platforms, which makes it a lot easier for you to be found, especially with video, especially live video. Live video is being prioritized above everything else right now. You could literally do a live video, take the same video, upload it as a normal video, and put paid ads to it, and the live video gets better, gets more views, cheaper views, because they're just prioritizing it. So, 100% you should do that, and that's honestly pro tip that you could put one piece of content in like 50 different places, and that's what Corey Gladwell is actually doing that for us right now. Literally. Cool. So it's crazy stuff. So awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Excellent. Yeah. Content repurposing and syndication. It's the magic button.
And it's got to be good content. You got to have good people on like Adam. You can't just have me on a thing and expect that to sound like. Yeah.
I think, that's actually really important to say is and it almost goes without saying, but the content obviously has to be good. Like you've got to be out there. And again, I think when people ask, because this is something I always ask, is like, well, what's good content? Good content is value. That's it, bar none. Like, it doesn't have to be funny, doesn't have to be polished, doesn't have to be overly entertaining. What it has to do is provide some form of value. That's it. You've got to help some people, and that's good content.
Doesn't have to be funny, entertaining. You don't got to like the host. What are you saying here, Adam? I don't know what's going on over there, man. No, to your point, dude, that's like why I do it live, because like I used to do pre-recorded videos all the time. I'm like, people are not super forgiving of pre-recorded videos, but like right now, if I like burp, like you guys are gonna be like, whatever, he's a normal person. Like that happens. If I fumble over my words or say like too often, it's live. You're gonna be a little nicer, or maybe you'll hit an angry face and give me the finger in the comments, whatever. But it's a little bit gentler, I would say. Sweet, dude. All right. I got a couple dumb questions here for you. Are you a Tim Hortons guy or a Dunkin' Donuts guy?
Oh, totally Tim's.
Dude, I've never... There's a couple in the States. I think there's one in Minnesota.
Yeah. They tried to come down and like take over, and they got like all shafted out. People weren't interested. There's a totally different coffee culture. We're never going to take over Dunkin', so...
Dude, I would... I just like the idea of it more than I like the idea of Dunkin', but whatever, man. Favorite hockey team?
Favorite hockey team? Well, I've got to say the Canucks, right? Vancouver Canucks, so...
Okay,
yeah, cool. They've been. I'm sort of like the early Canucks, though, back when we had the Sedins and Naslund and all those old guys, so... Yeah.
Awesome. All right, cool. I just got to ask. And then, so you make this, first of all, how did you learn, like, how to make this bacon mac and cheese I'm hearing about?
I know. So it's not the fanciest meal. And I'd like to consider myself a quasi-average cook, so I can put some food together. But bacon mac and cheese was from, like, the college days when you're trying to lift weights a lot, trying to gain weight, and you're just like, I just need calories, right? So that's how it sort of evolved over the years, and it ended up being... Yeah, pretty decent now, or I've got a decent recipe, but it's like just an artery clogging jammer waiting to happen. So
that sounds delicious. Dude, I knew a guy in college, and he was trying to gain weight, so he was drinking olive oil because he's like, I need to get huge. And he got huge, but not the way he wants to.
Yeah. No kidding.
It was the worst.
Stomach
cool.
Just destroyed.
Just literally just drink olive oil. Yeah. So anyway, cool. Do you think you can make... So, like, my wife and I, we've been doing this plant-based thing for a minute. I don't know when it's going to end. You know, it's like 80% of people go vegan eventually quit anyway. So I'm not going to commit to it lifelong right now, take the pressure off myself. But if I want to go up to Vancouver, are you from Vancouver, right?
Vancouver. I'm on Vancouver Island right now. So,
dude, did you our one of our coaches lives on Vancouver Island.
No kidding.
Duncan.
Yeah. I'm north of Duncan right now by about an hour and a half. So,
dude, I'm gonna connect you. Cajal, if you're watching this, you need to hook up with Adam.
That's awesome.
Do you think you could make a vegan version so that next time I'm up in Vancouver, I could eat that?
You could.
Is that possible?
It would not be good, but you could. Here's the. I saw that you had the Thug Kitchen cookbook, right?
I love Thug Kitchen.
Oh, dude. Okay, so I went. I don't even know. I don't even want to admit this, but I went like full vegan, right? Like just that's it. I'm done with all everything for all the usual reasons. And it was so hard. Like it was just so hard. And I kept finding myself making compromises when I was out. Like it was either I was going to starve or I was going to have to eat like this thing, which maybe had this or that thing. And then finally I was like, okay, I can't do this. So I had to quit. I didn't make it very long. It was a few weeks and I felt good. Like it was good. But anyways,
dude,
Here's what I learned. So my wife's celiac, so we don't have gluten anyways. So that's out. So now we're having a gluten-free vegan mac and cheese. I would do it with the gluten-free pasta. Use that Daiya cheese, which is not awesome, but it's lactose-free, dairy-free, vegan cheese. And then bacon. Yeah, you can get those simulated products. I didn't like using any of them, right? Because they're pretty full of a lot of preservatives and a lot of, like, you're better off.
A lot of them are real low quality, yeah. They have some bacons that are okay, but they're, I mean, that's not. Yeah. I've just accepted that I may or may not ever have bacon again unless I decide to
it's cool. Roll. It's cool.
But, hey, you know what? I mean, I've done a lot of diets because I was a personal trainer for so long. I mean, the vegan diet, I think, is the easiest one I've ever had to do, personally.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's like it's a hard rule, right? Just don't eat all of these foods. I thought paleo was simple for that, but like most paleo people give themselves like cheat meals all the time. So I would do like a cheat meal, and then I'd be like, I miss donuts or whatever. So
Totally.
Awesome, man. All right, one more question, and it's going to offer very little value to the audience, but a lot of value to me. Who's your favorite superhero and why?
Oh, easy. Batman.
All right, good answer.
And why? So many reasons. I was never like a huge comic book guy. I could never really get my head around the fantasy side of it. So Batman was just a dude that, like, he just kicked ass and took names and, like, went back to his billion-dollar palace, and like that was life. I think I always liked the fact that he was just this wicked dude in a black costume with some cool tools and did some good stuff. So
super serious. I thought it was cool that it's I'm a big nerd in Batman, and so I'm like reading some of the Batman comics literally right now. And I'm like, it's like I'm like, he's always so serious, but he's the good guy, and his main bad guy is this dude who laughs all the time, right? So like I'm like, this is kind of a funny way to look at it. But anyway, that's a different conversation for a different time. Awesome. Adam, if I said, you know what, I like the sound of Adam's voice. It's got some pure silk on it, and I need some help with my SEO or my marketing. Where can I find you?
You can find me at adamerhart.com. It's probably the best place. So that is adamerhart.com. People can also go to modernmarketingpodcast.com, and that'll redirect them to the podcast page on the site. Finally, if you're looking for just sort of like advertising, marketing, overall strategy, probably my advertising agency is the best place to go, and that is sirenconsultingfirm.com. So S-I-R-E-N consultingfirm.com. So way too many places to connect with me. I'm totally reachable.
Totally available
all the time. Respond to all the emails. Yeah, just call me at home on a weekend.
Call me anytime. I'm free. I can hang out on Friday, but Saturday, Sunday, Monday also work too, if you need to.
I'll fly out. We'll chill. It'll be beautiful.
This is the best, dude. Yep. All right. This has been Adam Erhart. If you want to follow him, adamerhart.com, Modern Marketing Podcast. I recommend listening to it. I listen to it all the time. I'm subscribed to it. It's here on my phone. I'm not lying because I like Adam. I do, but that's why I listen to the thing. It's right here underneath my podcast. Highly recommend you listen to it. It's got good stuff. His last one was The Power of Trust Marketing. He does like a million episodes too, and they're all great. So they're like actionable. That's the best thing about him. So thank you for being here, man. I will talk to you soon. And I really appreciate having you, man. It's been a blast.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, AJ.
Awesome. All right. Let's see if I can get this down. Boom. We're going to do some sound down. Awesome. Cool. Thank you guys for watching. Hey, if you like Adam, hit me with some hearts. If you think he should jump off a cliff, you know, hit me with some angry faces. That's fine too. If you like the show, share it, like it. You don't have to buy anything. Just tell other people about it. I'm trying to help people. That's mainly our goal here behind the show. Everybody who comes on here is just trying to, as we say, you know, drain the swamp of all the noise and give people good actionable content that they could take with you. Thank you guys for being here. Our next episode is actually going to be tomorrow. It's a bonus episode with author New York Times bestseller John Romaniello. He's actually gonna come here into my house. I don't have a chair and he's swole, so I need to find a chair or a stool or something. He's gonna be right here and we're gonna talk everything writing, author. He sends me recommendations for books all the time. He's just an all-around great guy. He's also a fitness, if you don't know who he is, you know, Google John Romaniello fitness and you'll see him all over the place. He's done literally everything from modeling to bodybuilding competitions, all the whole things, and it's going to be a really awesome episode about that. So thanks for being here. I'll see you next time, and cheers.